Ethan was saying that he really likes Tennessee. Wyatt said he really likes Jacksonville. I'll be the tiebreaker here, or will I? I don't like either of them. Fuck both these teams.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Better Win Green, eh? To Better Win Green, eh? To Better Win Green, eh?
Welcome into Intentional Lounging, brought to you by Better Green. We're breaking down the Week 14 slate here, guys. A lot of beginning of fantasy football playoffs for some people, for some leagues. The other leagues, you know, this might be the last week. Guys, we have the big loser at the beginning of every episode. Unfortunately, I don't even want to say big loser, huge loser, massive loser, 4-12. I just did horrible last week. Been doing good on the season, but it is my turn to, I guess, shove it, eat it, whatever you want to say. This week, I'm going to drink it. So I'm going to go, I got a mini fridge right here that keeps things like nearly ice. It's freezing cold, and I told these guys it was such a horrible performance, I deserve to feel a little bit of pain. So I'm just going to crack something open and just pour it straight on my teeth. And that shit hurts so bad. So
also, you guys, take it. It was like 40 degrees in your room, in that room. So
it might be also, it bad. Might be worse.
Even though you went 4-12, you're still miles ahead of us on the season. So. I guess thanks for letting us get a little bit closer.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. You're welcome. You know, that 100 and something and like 74 graphic was just looking too good on our socials. So I was like, you know what? I need to look like a fucking idiot this week. So cheers to me, man. That way, you know, it's not just been fucking sitting out. Oh, my God. It's fucking freezing my hands. Oh, fuck me. I don't know if my camera can get it. Like, oh fuck,
that was an interesting technique, I'll give you that one.
Like, how do I get it on camera, get my fucking teeth? I don't even know how it's looking. I'm not looking at the camera.
It looks all right.
You can tell what's happening. Okay. Well, I'm wearing this shit too now. So, and like I said, it's like fucking 30 degrees in this room. I'm freezing my ass off.
When was it that you didn't you like freeze a shirt or do something then you wore it?
Yes, we did. Yeah. That was fucking. We put it in a fucking ice bath for an entire day.
Yeah.
And then I had to put it on. I think that was last year. God damn it. Now my chair's fucking sticky. Ugh. If you want to say I was a loser, you know, I'd be fucking, I don't know, editing this video for 17 people to watch and fucking staying up till 2 in the morning, fucking waking up tired as shit the next day. Oh. Welcome to the bad attitude episode, everybody. So, fucking cheers. Let's go somewhere fucking warmer because I'm freezing my fucking ass off today. Let's go to Agreement Island, a place where we all agree on our bets. They all hit. We have a great time. Let's start with the first one. Ethan, Cleveland, take it away, dude. I don't even know what the fuck I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, well, to preface, they always hit and then give it to Cleveland is a scary one here, but we're all on Cleveland +7. To be honest, I don't love this game. I don't think you guys love this game. We just saw this game on a Thursday night in Cleveland in the snow. Cleveland got the outright win. Pittsburgh comes back, beats the Bengals, who over the past few years, they've been a little bit more worried about the Bengals. Before the Browns game, they beat the Ravens. They're sitting pretty comfortable, feeling pretty good about themselves in that division. They come back home. Now they have to lay 7. Again, like 20 days, not even, after they just lost outright to Cleveland. In the past, I would always just go against the team that won the first one. I'd take the loser to get their instant revenge here. Didn't serve me so well last year, so I'm flipping it. I'm going Cleveland. Don't love it. Not going to bet it, but 7 points. Cleveland's been playing pretty well as of late. Just too many on the road here.
Wyatt, why don't you take Miami?
Yeah, plain and simple, we're done with the Jets. Jets, just they're a sad, sad organization. Firing of coaches did nothing. Getting Devontae Adams did nothing. This team can't win. They're allergic to winning. And, you know, we are talking normally. This is not a spot where we would love Miami. Yeah, and in no means do we love them, but it's more of just we're so sick of the Jets. Miami is maybe in contention to make a postseason run, possibly, not really. But the Jets are dead. Get the Jets off my screen. Give me the Dolphins.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I got the Chargers here. Straightforward. Kansas City has been huge favorites the last 2 weeks, both times nearly lost. Just playing just horrible, man. Just Andy Reid and this offensive play calling has just been like, I get it. It's the regular season and you don't care and stuff. You don't want to like show your hand for the whatever you call it. You don't want to show your hands for the playoffs, but at the same time, like, do you have to play like shit every single game? Like, it's just getting to the point where it's annoying. They could absolutely win this game, but we're getting the Chargers and the points. They've looked so bad. It's one of those games where, you know what, Kansas City could win this one like 27-20. I feel like we've seen that like 14 times of the last 18 times the Chiefs and the Chargers have played. So, yeah, we're going to go with the Chargers here. Just Kansas City, they need to start getting it turned around. And until they do, we're going to be taking the teams playing against them, getting the points. Ethan, how about the Rams?
Yeah, Buffalo has entered Detroit and Kansas City territory at this point where they're just a little too public for me to probably ever back again this season. So probably won't find me on Buffalo, but we all love the Rams. You're going to hear us talk about it a little bit later in the show. So just a little foreshadowing there, but catching 4.5 points at home, Buffalo just locked up the AFC East. They had some positive quotes coming out of the locker room that they're going to keep playing, keep trying to get that bye. They're not satisfied with the division. Blah, blah, blah. They don't really care. The Rams are every bit as alive in that division as anybody. I do think they go on to win that division. I think they're a scary playoff team. I do think they have some success, and they are a bet-on team late in the year. Yeah, 4.5 points here. Talked about it in the Green Bay game. Buffalo does have Detroit on deck. They're obviously going to want to make a statement. Don't think they really care that much about L.A., so I think there's a bit of a look ahead, even though it's an out-of-conference game in Detroit. But so is this Rams team. So give me the Rams plus 4.5. Give all of us the Rams. I think Rams end up winning this game outright.
Yeah, Bills first ones to lock up the their own division. Hard to believe they locked it up this early. I mean, they do have the world beater Patriots that have won like 6 championships. The really, really good Jets that have won, I think, 2-3 games this year, and the Miami Dolphins that were without Tua for forever. So congratulations, Buffalo, getting it done. Let's get to the games that we disagreed on. This first one's Atlanta heading to Minnesota to face the Vikings. Vikings are 6-point home favorites, over-under set at 45.5. This line keeps moving. When I started taking my notes, this was at 5. I mean, this is like a Kirk Cousins revenge game. I know, like, Minnesota's been good, and Atlanta's been, like, really crappy lately, especially last week throwing the 4 interceptions. I don't know. I'm on Atlanta here. I just think you're getting a lot of points with Kirk Cousins coming, and he has, like, a lot of good players there in a revenge game against Minnesota. I just kind of feel like Kirk can get it done here when you can get the Falcons at, like, a all-time buy low. Ethan, what do you think?
I love Atlanta in this game. I think Atlanta wins this game outright. I mean, Vikings should have lost last week. Atlanta should have won last week. They were both on, how do I put it? They both should have won that game. Atlanta should have won, they lost. And Minnesota should have lost, and they won. So two opposite ends of the coin here. I think Minnesota's just hanging on for dear life. I think at the end of the season, that are going to be pretty far out of the NFC North race. I think it is going to come down to Green Bay and Detroit. I'm just not high on Minnesota. I'm really not. I think they turn into a pumpkin here eventually. They almost lost to Arizona, should have lost, almost lost to Chicago, albeit they had that game in hand for most of the game. But, I think these teams, Atlanta's lost 3 straight. They haven't looked great. Kirk Cousins has struggled. But like you said, the Kirk Cousins revenge game, two teams going in opposite directions. But at the end of the day, I think these teams are extremely similar. I wouldn't lay points with either of these teams. I think they're literally a pick 'em game here. So getting 6 with the Falcons, absolutely all day. Love Atlanta. Think they win outright.
Yeah, well, if you guys can tell, I'm obviously not on Atlanta, or else they'd be on freaking Agreement Island. So, yeah, I'm on the Vikings. I'm more playing into the fact that I really think this is going to this Vikings team's going to put Detroit on edge here. Atlanta does have more to play for. They are tied in their division, so a win for Atlanta does mean a lot more. But I do think, like I said, Green Bay is going to lose, or Green Bay is going to win against Detroit, which would make Detroit a 11-2 team. A win here would make Minnesota also 11-2 team. And also, you know, I know it's a revenge spot for what's his name? Kirk Cousins. Everyone always just talks about, yeah, he's coming back in. He's going to have a revenge against his old team. No one ever talks about the old team just wanting to kill him. And I think the old team might just want to kill him. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't love this game at all. But if the line's fishy, it is going up in Minnesota's favor. Like we were talking about, this line I saw just right before recording was at -6. Ben was talking about the -5. So this line's kind of going up back up towards Minnesota, probably because Atlanta has lost, like you guys said, 3 straight. But, yeah, I don't know. I think Minnesota can win it by a touchdown. I do think they're frauds, but I do think they are going to be near the top come playoff time. So I'll have them win it. Hopefully they can win it by a touchdown.
This next game, the New Orleans Saints head to New York to face the Giants. Giants are 5-point home dogs. Over-under set at 40.5. There's a couple, but I'm definitely sending this one to Ethan first.
I mean, I'm on the Giants, and I'm biased. I just want the Saints to lose to cash that under 7.5 win total. But, I mean, they lost Taysom Hill, and that's really the only guy that's given them any life. Alvin Kamara's playing a really good season. He's very he's not talked about at all, but he is having a sneaky good year. But I think Taysom just takes so much of the dynamic play out of that offense, and I just don't see how they can really score. I mean, the Giants, like, I'm not putting my actual money on the Giants. That team, they might have given up more than the Jets have, and that's saying a lot. But, yeah, Giants look tough, but 5 points at home for New York. Just not high on either of these two teams. Can't see how this game goes over, so it's probably a 45-36 game when it's all said and done here. But don't see where the offense comes from. 5 points in a what I expect to be a low-scoring game. I'll take the Giants. Hope they win outright.
Yeah, I'm in the Saints with the blowout here, partially because of the recency bias. The Giants were my big Thanksgiving game, my big bet on Thanksgiving. I thought they were 100% the right side. Turns out you can't. Every time I bet a team, they throw pick sixes. So it's just a curse, I guess. If I do like a bet, maybe I should just take the opposing team defensive score. But anyways, the Giants did not cover in that game. Giants have lost at least 5 straight. You know, the Saints are at 4-8 in the division. They're 2 games behind Atlanta and Tampa. This game means a lot to them. It's a cakewalk game. They should win this game. I do think they take it to the Giants. I think it's going to be like a 20-3, 17-point win for the Saints here.
You know, talking about that Thanksgiving game, I should have like mentioned something like at the start of the show about it. Those Thanksgiving game, dude, so we went to my wife's grandparents for Thanksgiving. And I was just on the couch, and they were like, oh, hey, Ben, like, I know you like football. The game's on in the other room. And I was like, I don't feel like getting up right now. That's how bad that game was. Like, all right, you know, you're not doing anything. You're just sitting on the couch scrolling on your phone like, no, I'm good. I'm just going to stay right here. I'm fine. I'm fine. Horrible. So thank you, NFL, for that. But I'm still going to stand the Giants here just because I feel like we've picked them the last – what, week 14? Okay, last 14 weeks in a row, and as soon as I hop off of them, they're going to win. So I'm just going to stay on them right now against the Saints, hoping that, you know, they can cover before I hop off. We'll see. Maybe they won't win another or cover another game this season. But I'm going to stay on the Giants here. Hate that game. I thought that was going to be the puke of the mouth game, but maybe it's this next one. That's Jacksonville heading to Tennessee to face the Titans. Titans are 3.5-point home favorites, over under 39.5. Division game. But once again, two just crap teams. Ethan, what do you think?
Yeah, this is the puke in the mouth game of the week.
Guessing I'm gonna vomit.
And you're right. It was supposed to be the Saints. I just forgot to say it. So here we are with this one. This could be the puke in your mouth slate of the week because that's not great. But yeah, this game. That sucks. I don't have much to say. I'm on Tennessee, and really the only reason is how the hell are Tennessee laying over a field goal when they just got their doors blown off them? by the Commanders. Jacksonville, that game looked close. Thankfully, they cashed a plus 3.5 for me extremely late. That was the wrong side. So I guess that evened out with my Falcons pick. But I think a lot of people will just look, oh, they only lost by 3 to the Texans. No, that game was way over. Got some garbage time points. Just not sure how the Titans are laying 3.5. So for that reason, I actually kind of like the Titans quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm on Big Mac Jones and the Jags, and I kind of like them quite a bit. Unfortunately, we have a new case for fingers this week, and that is
arms.
That's T-Law getting absolutely murdered by some Al-Qaeda guy. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Tubby Magoo came in and threw some passes that looked – threw some touchdown passes that looked okay. Tennessee's god-awful. Just got destroyed. They had a weird win against Houston. But then again, Jags just played Houston tight. So, yeah, I don't know. 3.5, it's a fishy number, like Ethan was saying. I do think it might be a little obvious to take the Jags. But, again, obvious play seems to be working this year in the NFL. So I'll take the Jags on the hook, 3.5. Hopefully Mac Jones can – I don't know. I don't even know what he's capable of doing. Not turning – maybe if he doesn't throw a pick six, that's a win in my book.
Ethan said that he was on the wrong side but got the right outcome. Guess what? It's a lot better than being on the right side, wrong outcome. High five. Yeah. Everybody fucking stuck in misery. Ethan was saying that he really likes Tennessee. Wyatt said he really likes Jacksonville. I'll be the tiebreaker here. Or will I? I don't like either of them. Fuck both these teams. I'm taking Jacksonville because I'm just taking the team with the points. You know, flip it. Give Tennessee the points. I'm on Tennessee. So you guys, just whatever side of that line is, give me the points. That's where I'm riding here. Let's talk about the Vegas Raiders heading to Tampa Bay to face the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are 6.5-point home favorites. Over-under set at 46. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, you guys. It's so cold in here. Like, these two guys up there are from, like, in Michigan where it's cold. I know I'm just, like, a little pussy Missouri guy, but I'm in, a log cabin. So, like, this thing is not insulated. I'm just cold as shit right now. There's concrete walls. Okay, back to the topic at hand. Vegas, Tampa Bay. I don't even know what side I'm on here. What side did I pick? Tampa Bay. Okay, apparently I'm on Tampa Bay. Not great feelings here. I mean, Las Vegas is just such a dead team, except for last week. Last week they looked good, but they played the Chiefs that make the Panthers look good. So, I don't know, man. I'm going to take Tampa Bay and the Buccaneers just because I forgot who was saying it. I can't think about anything right now. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in that tight race with the Falcons. So, give me a team that needs to swim more. That's where I am. Wyatt?
Yeah, if they keep giving me a Raiders as under a touchdown favorite, or under a touchdown dog, I'm going to take it. So it's ugly, but Raiders should at least be a touchdown dog or more. The fact that they're 6.5 is a little telling to me. But again, obvious plays have been working in the NFL, and the obvious play is Tampa Bay. It's probably the smart play. It's probably the profitable play. But I hate money. I'm allergic to it in the NFL. So give me the Raiders plus 6.5. Absolutely no reason other than I think the line should be 10, 11 points.
Yeah, not much to say. I'm on Tampa. Will not touch this game. I wouldn't touch it if Donald Trump gave me $1 million just to bet on this game. It's an absolutely horrible game. I guess the only reason I'm on Tampa is because, like Ben mentioned, they're playing for more. And I really just think the Raiders, how do you pick yourself up? Yeah, you literally just had to kick a field goal at the end of that game to beat your one rival, your one game on the schedule that you still cared about, and your center snapped it when your quarterback wasn't ready. It was just a disgusting loss. If you're a Raiders player or a fan, you're 2-10. Like, come on. You need a quarterback. What are you doing? Give me Tampa, but yeah, I'm not betting that one.
Are the Raiders the worst team in the NFL? Yes or no?
Probably.
I mean, they're worse than Jacksonville.
Actually, it's probably the Giants.
Are you sure, though, that Giants defense isn't terrible?
I don't know.
I think that Carolina's definitely better than the Raiders now. And I think New England's definitely better than the Raiders.
I'd agree.
I'd put Jets, Giants, Raiders, bottom three.
I like that. I like that. All right. How about let's talk about those Carolina Panthers. They're heading to Philly to face the Eagles. Eagles are 12-point home favorites, over-under sit at 46. I think you have to take the over because it's going to be like, what, 69? Because that's just going to be what Sirianni wants. And we're living in fucking Nick Sirianni's world. Ethan, what do you think, dude? I apologize for all the profanity this episode, by the way. I apologize.
Well, Ben, I'll cheer you up. Nick Sirianni and the Eagles are having a good year, so you got probably one more year of clowning on that guy as he clowns on all of us. So, good content, guy, to stick around. But
yeah,
make room, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Detroit, because Philly is right up there too. I can't back Philly. There's no way, no how. They're got to be one of the most public teams out there. Why not? I went against them on the Ravens, and that game was never close except for when they were up 9-0 because Justin Tucker is now the worst field goal kicker in the league somehow. So how the turntables on him, but yeah, just no way I can back the Eagles, especially now they're sitting fairly comfortably in that division. Big win against those Ravens, Steelers on deck, and then the Commanders, Cowboys, and Giants. So finish off with the division. Not sure why they would give two dams about the Panthers. And Panthers are actually playing some decent football with Bryce Young back under center. So give me Carolina. Just no way I could back Philly.
Hear me out. Carolina money line. Potentially favorite bet of the board.
I love really? It. Yeah, this is a big game hunter nowadays. After
I'm all these normal minus 110s don't mean anything to me. I'm just looking for plus 3,000s or above. Yeah, I love Carolina. I think this is just a weird game where they just win. You know, Bryce Young is actually playing pretty well. He's got Adam Thielen back. His other wide receivers are pretty good. Chuba Hubbard is turned out to be a pretty decent back. I like Carolina, and I've also been fading Philly like the last 5, 6, 7 weeks. And you can go check, and Philly has covered, I think, all of those games. So terrible strategy, and now I'm picking one of the worst teams to cover. But, yeah, I mean, Philly doesn't care about this game. They have a cakewalk to end their season. Carolina's technically not out of it. They're only 3 games back, but, I mean, how many games do we have? 4 games left? 5 games left? Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like a weird game that Carolina can potentially win. Obviously, I'm not telling you to put a bunch of money on the money line, but I do like the spread quite a bit. The plus 12, it's way too high. I think this should be 9.5. It might get down to that 9.5 number. 9.5 would be, I think, right where it's supposed to be. So the fact you can get almost 3 points over that, love Carolina. Give me them on the plus 12.
This Carolina Panthers team, dude, they get the plus 12. We saw them like the last couple weeks taking Tampa to overtime, nearly beating the Chiefs. Now they're getting plus 12. They don't have anything to lose. They're already pretty much out of the playoff contention. Just go out there, have fun. Philly, you've got everything to lose right now. Why am I on Philly? There's one stat I saw that made me pick Philly. You know what stat that was?
Carolina's ass.
Close. There is no stat. It's just that Philly has Nick Sirianni and he married my mom and makes me call him dad now. So yeah, I don't fucking know. I'm on Philly here just because I just think they're a really good team. They're at home, and that just kind of seems like something Nick Sirianni would do, right? Just like not give two craps, just go out there, just blow out a team, make Saquon Barkley break the all-time games rushing record. It just seems like some crap that Sirianni would do. So I'll take Philly. Also, real quick about Justin Tucker, wait. I have a question. Yes, go ahead.
One thing about Philly. What's Nick Sirianni going to do at the 50-yard line when they win this game? Does he got a thing he's going to do?
I know I've cussed a lot this episode, but I can't.
Is he got a gritty on us? A full 50 or 100-yard gritty.
The slow gritty, too, where you're just going like half a yard at a time.
It's going to be like the Mike Gesicki gritty.
The issue is they're at home, so there's like nothing disrespectful he could do. After all the flag planting we saw this week.
If it was at Carolina, watch him plant the flag.
I tried to give you guys the script last week. I told you I watched it, man. I hope you guys saw him run up to the kids in the wheelchairs also. But that Baltimore Ravens, Justin Tucker, I saw something like before we played them in the AFC Championship game, he's like 90% kick percentage. And then I don't know if you guys remember, he was like at the Chiefs end zone, like warming up and stretching, and Kelsey went over and kicked his balls. So Justin Tucker, Is this Taylor Swift related?
Probably.
The fact that he's missing? Rubbed off?
It's gotta be.
Fuck it.
What's some Illuminati shit going on?
I'm telling you, man. They're cheating. They're cheating in, like, supernatural ways now.
I got one more for you before we get off Nick Sirianni. When they're up 28-0 in the second quarter, he's going to be like the NASCAR driver in Ricky Bobby who gets out at the pit stop is eating the hot dog. Be right back.
That maybe get some cotton candy from the stands and just chews it with his mouth open and tongue out.
Be like Marshawn when Marshawn got suspended and just went and chopped it up in the stands.
Oh, yeah.
Rejected, not suspended.
I still can't believe that was real life and not a skit. Hey, let's talk about those Seahawks, though, huh? How about the Seahawks heading to Arizona? Cardinals are 2.5-point home favorites. Over-under set at 44.5. Wyatt, what are you doing here, dude?
Coin flip would be my best guess, my best advice for you guys. I don't know. This NFC West is a nightmare. Seattle's 7-5. Arizona's 6-6. The Rams are 6-6. The Niners are 5-7. So four teams fighting with two games in between the highest and the lowest here. You know, I do think Seattle's a better team, but Arizona just keeps winning games. I'm just going to take, like you did, Ben, I'm just going to take the team with the points, and I don't trust laying anything with Arizona. So if Arizona was a underdog on this game, I'd be on them. But just going to take Seattle plus the points. I do think Seattle is the better team. I'm a little nervous. Again, they're probably going to be a public team here, public bet. But again, sometimes it pays to be public. But this is probably my least – I just don't know anything about this game. It's honestly just a true coin flip. Honestly, I've been ignoring kind of the NFC West. It's a conference that just – I don't really know what's going on there. Yeah, it's all muddy. I don't know who's good. I don't know who's bad. So, yeah, definitely not going to bet this game. Probably won't even watch it, to be honest. But I'll take the team with the points. Seattle plus 2.5.
Yeah, this is actually maybe one of my favorite games, and I like Arizona. You know, and same thing that I've said for a couple games now. Seattle, 7-5, first in the division, three-game win streak. Oh, wait, 2 weeks ago they just beat this Arizona team. Arizona, two-game losing streak off their bye, have not won a game since November 10th. Why the hell is Arizona laying 2.5 points in this one? Give me Arizona. I think they're ultimately the better team. I think they ultimately finish second in this division behind the Rams. I think Seattle gets shifted all the way down to actually probably fourth. I think San Fran ends up in third. But give me the Cardinals. I think they're the better team. They're laying points, which is kind of just fishy at this point in the contest. Like it quite a bit.
Yeah, we just talked about this game, like these guys were saying. When I woke up that day, I picked the Seahawks. The Seahawks won. My meat was hanging to the left. I woke up today. My meat was hanging to the right. So I'm on the Cardinals today. That's about, like Wyatt said, coin flip. You know what? That's all the evidence I need. So I'm going to take the Cardinals here. Think they get it done at home. Get it done by, I'm going to say get it done by 4. I'm going to call it right now. All right. Chicago. Heading to the 49ers, heading to San Francisco. 49ers are 3.5-point home favorites. Over-under set at 44. Wow. What a game. What a horrible game. San Fran's just been playing so bad. San Fran looks miserable. They were our squad ride last week against the Bills and just totally just crapped the bed. They've looked just inept, which is kind of like Chicago. And their entire, we just saw them on Thanksgiving, how terrible they looked with, oh, man. I'm so glad Eberflus is gone. I was talking in the group chat. I said something like, breaking news, 11-year-old Timmy Johnson from the Chicago suburbs just signed to be the Bears' new head coach. He has 2 years of Madden experience on pro difficulty. He said he's going to really evaluate players' effort once he gets done with his math homework. And that is just the state of these two teams, man. Just totally in piss. I guess I'll take San Fran just because, like, once again, you say that they have to turn around at some point. Do they? Do they really? I mean, this is a division that's way tighter than we thought it was going to be. At least I thought San Fran would run away with the division. They look terrible this year, but against a team like Chicago, I mean, maybe the new head coach gives them some life, but just like changes with a rookie quarterback, I don't think is going to be very conducive. So just give me San Fran, the team that should win by -3.5. Ethan, what do you think?
Yeah, this game sucks.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, I will say in Madden, if I'm losing, I've never let the game end with a timeout in my pocket. So there's, I guess, one up on Eberflus if they want to give me a shot at the job. But give me Chicago plus the points off the firing of the head coach. Just, you know, I think that's a play-on situation. I think Chicago's going to be playing a little bit more freely. They've been competitive. I mean, they should have won that game if it weren't for inept coaching. So they've been right there in it. They played Green Bay tough. They played Minnesota tough. I mean, that's three straight divisional games that they lost by a combined 7 points. So, yeah, they're still playing tough. And like you said, San Fran has to come around, right? Not so sure. They look horrible. Tough schedule left. I don't know. It's tough. I don't see a ton of heart coming out of San Fran right now. And how could you? I mean, you've been a great team for 3, 4, 5 years, and you're abysmal this year with a lot of the same pieces, really, until Trent Williams comes back. Now you've lost McCaffrey and Jordan Mason, which, whatever, I don't really care. But Trent Williams is a big piece. Think he's still out this week. Not going to back him and lay points at that. So give me Chicago with the new head coach.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a shot on San Fran because, like you guys said, they should win. They should turn it around. We are running out of weeks for them to do it. But, I mean, I honestly can't live in a world where San Fran isn't good, and it's not like they lost a lot of guys. So, yeah, I'm going to hope that they turn it around. I honestly think they win this one pretty big. You know, with my prediction of Arizona losing as well, if San Fran wins this game, then they're then tied with Arizona to maybe, I don't know. I think this NFC West is going to really get all pretty muddy and pretty weird. And I think San Fran still has a chance, and Chicago is not a good team, even though they did fire their coach. It can't be worse now. But San Fran has to take advantage of these crappy opponents at home. I think they'll turn it around. They have the coaching advantage. I know running backs, whatever, we saw that doesn't really matter who your running backs are. So I don't know. I got a gut feeling they'll turn it around, but again, my gut has not proved me right. So yeah, I'm gonna take a shot on San Fran. I just don't believe in the Bears at all, man.
Is there any chance? Sorry.
No, you're good.
San Fran wins that division, goes on to win the Super Bowl.
No. I don't hate it.
Because they're 150-1 currently.
Wow. I was just about to say, if Caleb Williams passes for 300 yards and San Fran loses this game, I don't think they make the playoffs.
Yeah.
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 No chance. I think their only way to make the playoffs is to win the division.
Definitely.
Right,
because Washington's 8-5, Green Bay's 9-3,
and Minnesota's 10-2. They lost to every division team, right? I think I heard that on the broadcast. So they're 0-3 in division.
I think they beat the Seahawks. I think they're 1-3.
Are they okay? Still, you're not gonna have any head-to-head tiebreakers. That's tough in that division.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. Oh, by the way, you know, Christian McCaffrey, just after all these great, great years, and we're like he's just was injured all the time and now never injured. Well, hey, he went to IR twice this year. So welcome back, Christian McCaffrey. Guys, how about I send it to Ethan for our squad ride?
Yeah, said at the beginning of the show, we just circle back to it. We all like the Los Angeles Rams as our squad ride, our bounce back squad ride. Been a tough couple of weeks, but we're bouncing back. Rams +4.5. Don't need your points though. They're going to win that one outright, but we'll take the points for the squad ride.
I like it. White, how about you start off the big three?
Yeah, I'm changing mine because mine was Green Bay moneyline, as you guys know, already hit. So you're welcome for that one. But I'm going to do the Panthers +12, the Niners on the -3.5, and the Saints at the -5.
Yeah, well, mine is on that Green Bay game that I did give out on Thursday, so you're welcome for that one. Plus the points, but the money line, you know. I will give out the Los Angeles Chargers plus the points. Hold those as well because they get the outright win. And we'll go full circle. We'll take the points with Atlanta, but you're not going to need those either because they, too, win outright.
I'll pick up right where Ethan put it down, Atlanta plus the six. I like that play a lot this week. That might be one of my favorite ones. And then a teaser. So I'm going to do Philly minus the six, Cleveland plus the 12.5. Those two just feel like those really should hit, except for when Carolina does beat the Eagles. And then the last one is San Fran money line. I'll just take that. Those points are scared me a little bit. And once again, if San Fran doesn't win this game, like we were saying, I just feel like it's season over. How do you come back from that? I mean, like, morally, this team is just about done.
Yeah, it's over.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for this episode. We'll be back on Monday breaking down the Monday night game. Guys, we're donating $1 for every subscriber that we get from now until Christmas. So make sure you guys do subscribe, like this video, and check out bettergreen.com for articles that we post, extra plays that you don't get here, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
See you guys. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry Rice, touchdowns galore. Week after week, always asking for more. Bling on the wrist, got the books on the floor. Listen in, cash out, outrageous swelling. Plays on the field, see me winning, never dwelling. Flagged on Vegas, they know what I'm selling. NFL bets, keep the cheesy compelling. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like...